what does it say about today?
August 19th. 19 August. It's day of the year number 231. You got 134 days remaining. The 33rd Wednesday of the year. It's that time again. It's National Potato Day. It's tater time. Everybody likes tater time when they're celebrating National Soft Ice Cream Day. Yeah. What now, hard ice cream? Soft ice cream day for life. That sounds like we're going to have a pretty good time. And we're going to have taters and ice cream. Better than they're doing out in the United Kingdom. Because today is National UK Moving Day. Oh no. Nobody likes moving. I wonder if it sucks just as bad in the UK as it does here. Hell, I bet it does. That moon, he's in his first quarter today. That sun up there around Scorpio. Scorpio is a scorpion. Often involves some secrets. You going fishing today? Today's a good day for fishing, but you best to go down in the morning. Color of the day is brown, and the smell, it's a honeysuckle. You planning on doing any planting today? Today is a good day to plant you some seed beds. Extra good for leafy vegetables. Good day for peas and tomatoes and peppers and beans and hell, all kinds of stuff. Did you set your eggs today? I hope not. Today's not a good day for setting eggs. But today is a good day for cutting firewood. It's a good day to cut your hair if you want it to grow a little more this year. It's a good day to cut the grass if you want it to grow a little more this year. It's a great day to dig you a hole. Good day to breed your animals. It's a great day to brew beer or cider. It's a good day to plant your above ground crops. And it's a good day to slaughter your livestock. It was today, back in the year 14 AD. That was a long time ago, the year 14 AD, when the first Roman emperor, Augustus Caesar, the founder of the Roman Empire, dies at 75 old. We'll see you on the other side, Augustus. Mr. Caesar, sir. Emperor buddy. We got birthdays too. Happy birthday, Orville Wright. He's one of them flying brothers. Born in 1871 out in Dayton, Ohio. Happy birthday. He goes where no gene has gone before. Roddenberry, Gene Roddenberry. Happy birthday, man. He's born in 1921 out in El Paso, Texas. Happy birthday, my buddy. Hey, go get him, boys. That's Big Bill Clinton. He's 80 years old. Chet, born 1946 out in Hope, Arkansas. It was today, out in 1692, when five more people are hanged and convicted of witchcraft during the Salem witch trials in Massachusetts Bay Colony. Yep. They really did it, too. They actually did hang those people. They found them guilty in court and hanged them because they were witches. That ought to teach you not to go to church. It was today back in 1995 when Mike Tyson returned to the ring after serving 3 years in prison, and he beat the holy hell out of Peter McNeely by disqualification in 89 seconds. It was today in 2004 when Google Inc. appears on NASDAQ and opens up for a public offering of $85 per share. That seems like a lot, but I don't know what it is now, but I bet it's more than $85. I could look that up. I have a computer right here. I'm not going to. You look it up. I looked up all the rest of this stuff. You can look up the price of Google. Happy birthday, John Stamos. John Stamos, 63 years old today, born 1963 out there in Cypress, California. It was today, in 1934, when the German referendum of 1934 approved Adolf Hitler as the head of state with the title of Führer of Germany. Official results stated 90% of the voters approved him to be the dictator of Germany. Now, they accused Trump and they accused Hillary and everybody gets accused of rigging the vote. That's just what happens when you win. People complain. But hey, it doesn't look like anybody's complaining about Hitler, does it? I don't know. Those numbers may have been fudged a little. Happy birthday. Born 1982 out there in Euclid, Ohio. It's the champ, Stipe Miocic. Happy birthday, champ. Won't you come back and beat the hell out of John Jones just for me? I'd just like to see somebody stomp his stupid face. I don't like him. That's right, John Jones. I'll come to UFC and sit and behave. I reckon that's all you'll need, and we'll see you tomorrow.